Okay, here we go.
Blog
Hang
Talk
on.
Radio.
Welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with our special guest, Miss Hughes, who is here tonight with us. And also got Virgil Spragas. Also got Russell Hoody is here with us tonight. And tell you what, it's been a long weekend. Got some stories to come up here about the next second hour of the show and everything. And I'd like to give a great big welcome to the city of Hughes. And I hope I pronounced your name right and everything. And, if you can, why don't you give us a brief description about yourself to let our audience know who you are and stuff, and we'll just take it from there.
Me?
Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Lucretia, and I live in the great state of Georgia, actually 10 miles from UGA. Go Dogs. I'm just saying, any college haters out there, suck it up. And I am part of their Tea Party, the NRA, the GRA, the LRA, John Birch Society, also just an all-around constitutionalist Republican.
Wow. Wow. So I've been here. I've been reading up and hearing some things, good, great things about you. And one of the things I want to ask, because we've got a lot of other people are speculating that the walkaway movement is Russian connection. And I'm like, I've told a lot of people, no, it's, the Russians have nothing to do with this, you know. So, in our opinion, I believe we heard some polls that the walkaway movement is growing rapidly and everything from my understanding and stuff. But what made you change your mind?
Barack Obama. I think that woke up a lot of people was Barack Obama, because we put so much hope, change, and faith in this man, not because he was blind. You know, he hoodwinked a lot of American citizens. But, you know, once you
read
other people, and I'm not talking about the emotional side of people, because I could care less about emotional people. But then when you look at the policies and the regulations that his administration implemented, then that was a smack in the face to the American citizens. Let's not get on Benghazi.
Yep.
Fast and Furious, the EPA, the IRS, the DOJ, the FBI. We can go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
and
yeah,
let's
and
not forget about the Bureau of Land Management, who has blood on their hands.
Bundy Ranch. Absolutely. Bundy Ranch. And lots more.
And also, you know, and it's just shocking that now, you know, with the Russian collusion that was made up and everything, we're finding out that Obama was also the head of all this that's going on with his little shadow government trying to overthrow Trump and everything, you know. And I was kind of doubtful when he first got elected myself, but I was like, give him a chance. Give it a chance.
That's
wow,
all we could do was give him a chance, and we got smacked in the face behind it. And there's no such thing as Russian collusion. There's no such thing as collusion whatsoever, because when you're that high in power, I don't care if you're a representative or a senator, you have to collude, and you have to talk to Russians. If that's the case, give back your national security clearance, quit being a dunce, and get out the swamp.
Right. Exactly, because Obama done it. Other presidents done it. But, you know, and we all know, too, that, you know, the administration was setting us all up, setting the entire the United States up for a downfall. We've talked about this on our show a lot. And, you know, it's all for the one world order. And we know if Hillary Clinton would have won, if she would have gotten in, we all would have been doomed by now. You know, and that's why we're seeing all this ruckus going on between the corrupt deep state. And, you know, and everything, this is the struggle of power, because we intercepted their plans, so to speak.
Well, we
got
a reprieve. We didn't intercept anything. That wasn't man who did that.
Uh-huh.
That was God above. And we need to give recognition where recognition is due, because I stayed up until 5 o'clock on election day, and I remember when the polls went up and Hillary Clinton was winning, and when the polls went down.
Oh, they
Russell, you have a follower. You have a follower, Russell.
All right. But, you know, I was on such high tension that I was ready to throw my TV out the window, because I was like, come on with the results already, you know, and everything. But it was tight, you know, it was tight. But
I think I had four orange juices by the time 12 o'clock came around. So I was pretty much lit, but I still stayed up to watch my president.
Yeah, right. And it shocked everybody, because they weren't expecting him to win, you know, and everything. But also, too, we got to remember that, you know, that he's doing everything that he promised, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to stop him. And they don't want America to succeed. They want America to fail so they can fall into that category that they're wanting us to put us in, you know.
Well, what did you expect? Yeah, exactly. What do you expect when in 1963 you've already put in congressional record about, I always read it, and it's called the Naked Communist. The left, the Democratic Socialist Party of America, has literally for the last, since 1963, have implemented the UN agenda and the UN policies.
Oh, yeah,
so this shouldn't be a shock to anybody.
100% that you are spot on with that observation. This has gone on for decades. And
I mean, you think about it now. You look at what's going on in the streets with these college kids, anti-fa, all that kind of stuff. You know, the college that you and I went to is not the college these kids are being sent to nowadays. And I don't think enough parents understand that, that mm-hmm. they are being sent to indoctrination, period.
Yep.
Indoctrination centers, and that's all it is. And you can look
yep.
through that. And another thing mm-hmm. that caller's 100% correct on, this has been going on a long time, and don't you think for 1 minute that it's just the Democrats, because it is not.
It's everybody.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. And, mm-hmm. and Lucretia, if you remember... You know, we all know, and the Democrats, you know, they try to hide it, that Dr. King was a registered Republican. Okay.
He was a registered Republican until he had to vote for Kennedy. And once he voted for Kennedy, it switched the party. So you have to put that on. And I love his concept. I love what he stands for. But when you have a key person in the black community like Martin Luther King Jr., once he voted for Kennedy, it switched parties in.
Okay,
yes,
but
you
now,
are
what put Martin Luther King into power? What put Martin Luther King into the position that he rose to? What put him there?
Well, I can tell you within the black community, you got to remember, you know, the church is the whole foundation that then was the black community. So he was
okay.
an up-and-coming young pastor that could have the word and could actually speak the word eloquently and was going to bound and run down for no man, even though he was a host.
Okay. Now, would you say the American black family put him into the position that he gained? Would you say that? Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't say American black family, but I would say a lot of white Americans also at that time, because during that time,
oh,
that's
yes.
when you had the civil rights days. So you have it was a mixture, and I believe that is what his speech said. He doesn't care what color you are. We are all equal under God's eyes, and we don't judge a man by the we judge him by the content of
right.
his character and not the color of
yeah.
his skin.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
think it was
but
a mixture.
The point I'm
of
trying
people.
To make. The point I'm trying to make is this: when Martin Luther King came into to the position he was in, the popularity. It was the American black family, the majority that you know, of the American black family that put him in that position. Now, once the Democrats realized this, what happened from then till now to the American black family? What did the Democrats do to the American black families?
I really can't pinpoint that when it actually happened, but I can tell you that it destroyed. And I truly believe that the destruction of the black
exactly.
family started with LBG, L, what was it, L something.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Mm-hmm. He was mm-hmm. the one that set up the destruction of the black family. When you started putting in social programs and you started saying that you need, and I have this, 1963. I don't know when the civil rights was done, but it actually says in the communist movement that you have to extinguish and exterminate the family, because the family is what holds this nation together. And that was written into law. So I actually
yep.
say that.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, Park, if you read Saul Alinsky or any of those guys, Karl Marx, if you ever read anything that they've written and stuff like that, there's certain things that you do to take over country. First of all, you take religion out of everything. Any kind of moral standards, guidelines, anything like that has to be destroyed. The family unit has to be destroyed. And when I say destroyed, I mean broken up, and stuff, and you are 100% correct. When LBJ started all these social programs, and please excuse me, I am just quoting the man, and you can look this up on the internet.
I already know what you're getting ready to say.
Yeah.
You do,
yeah.
Don't you?
What is he getting ready to say, Lucretia? What, let her say it.
Basically, if he hold these niggas down, they'll continue doing whatever we got to say. And in layman's term, that is exactly what LB, whatever,
wait,
said. He was just like Margaret Singer. Get rid of black Americans continuously.
We'll have them vote Democrat for 200 years.
And we're not. And so why be ashamed of what somebody in your own party says? So when they sit here and tell me that the Republican Party switched, I call them a liar in a heartbeat, and the truth ain't in you, because the Republican Party didn't switch.
Right.
You just got some snake in the grass where instead of being big R's, they little D's now. Now the Democrats are switching over to the Republicans now. We just had a governor in Georgia that switched from Democratic to Republican, and we see what he's done. So I'm just going to leave that one right there.
So Lucretia, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you a question. And this is a question where I get called on Facebook, I get called a racist, a Nazi, I get called everything in the book. And it's just a simple question. Name one thing that Barack Obama did that offered incentives to anyone in America to better themselves. Name one thing. Can you do it?
A free Obama phone. A free Obama phone. If you vote for Obama, you get
a free phone
for 250 minutes.
Okay. I had one of those Obama phones.
Now, his biggest accomplishment, as far as I can see, he was the best salesman for the AR-15 rifle in American history.
Preach.
That was his main accomplishment. But as of right now, under President Donald Trump, as a black woman, as a minority within a minority within a minority, okay, you know, let's be real about it in America with women of color, okay. Do you see yourself having more opportunity to better yourself in
the
situation of your family?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay, you know now because you said yes to that question, you know you're a white supremacist now. You know that, huh?
Now, I'm a Tea Party black Republican. You think I can ask me that question?
I mean, Candace Owens, they're calling Candace Owens a white supremacist now. So,
I don't have the temperament of Candace Owens. I don't have that temperament. I will swing on you if you run up in my face, if you spit at me, if you come in my face, blowing a whistle or anything like that. I am fearing for my life, and I'm going to start swinging.
We're having a get together this weekend, and it's a group that during the floods we had here in Texas during Hurricane Harvey and stuff like that, we were a bunch of veterans that got together and did a lot of rescue work when the storm was at its peak and stuff like that. Now there's Latinos, there's Asians, there's blacks, just everything you could imagine there. And then you have us, we're sitting here talking. You have a couple of old white guys and whatever Joseph is there. We ain't quite figured that out yet.
Joseph is living proof. If you look at his picture, he's living proof that the landing in Roswell, New Mexico really did take place.
But to get back to my question, you know, here we are, good people. I mean, I consider every one of those guys to be my brother, sister. We serve together, yada yada. You know the drill on that. But if we can sit here and have this discussion to see what's going on, why can't we do this as a nation? Because we allow ourselves to be divided. Because the one thing. The elite and the government fear is a united people. And
oh, yes. Oh, yes. Unity is their death warrant.
Yeah, you just answered your own question.
Why can't we get along?
We can get along.
Why can't we all see that?
Well, every time there's a national disaster, it ain't Red Cross that comes together as a cohesive unit. It's the citizens of the United States that pulls together and show that skin color does not matter.
Yep.
Yes.
The
know,
Cajun Navy.
Because you can't entrap people if you tell them the truth.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's right. Wow, that's a,
I mean,
that's,
you can't brainwash people if you tell them the truth. You got to sugarcoat and lie if you want to get your way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
you know,
I mean,
funny is that.
Lucretia, I tell you what. You have got me on such a high right now. I just can't believe it. I mean, every time I meet someone like you that has totally told the Democratic Party, you know, flipped up the finger to them and said, "Hey, you ain't cutting the mustard. I'm going where the, I know where the grass is greener, and I'm gonna get results." I mean, this just sets me on a high. I cannot describe. I mean, you're a hero now. You're a hero to me. I mean, to do this and to put up, I mean, I know you're putting up with a lot of ridicule and a lot of negative comments and things from people, you know, they're calling you this, that, and the other, calling you all kind of horrible names, and you're still sticking to your guns. And that is the, Russell can tell you right now, that is the heart of a Marine. Russell and I are Marines, and that is the heart of a Marine, and I have all the respect in the world for my fellow Marines, my brothers, my sisters, and I can tell you what, you have the heart of a Marine if you're going through all of this, because just like President Trump is going through all the mudslinging and everything, we have to go through it too, and we're sticking to our guns, and God bless you, darling, God bless you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're a wonderful person, and I just wish I could meet you in person one day.
Well, hopefully you never know what God has in store. I always say we do not cross each other's paths by accident. On the phone,
right.
You better believe my God is greater to where we can all meet in one location.
That would be a wonderful
question.
I tell you what, it would be.
I have a question I wanted to ask, and that is, how big is the movement growing? I mean, really,
Joseph, you're all
what he's trying to ask, Lucretia, is how fast is the walkaway movement going, in your opinion?
It's moving so fast that the youth, the 13 families, the deep states, the Agenda 2030s don't know what the heck to do with themselves. When you have gays, lesbians, black, white, Hispanics, the whole nine jumping ship, and then, you know, they don't know what to do with themselves. Why do you think the only reason why they was mad when they WikiLeaks dropped the emails, it wasn't because the emails was what was in the emails. It was because they actually showed their true colors. So you can't call people Taco Bowl.
Lucretia, yes. You're a mother. You're a mother. Okay. Let me ask you this. Have you heard of the movement to make pedophilia a sexual orientation rather
yes,
than a crime?
Yes, I have. Yes,
and
I have.
And how does that make you feel as a mother? How does that make you feel as a mother?
Blow their balls off.
Yeah, I love this lady. I do. I love this lady.
All I'm waiting for to say is hold my beer and watch this shit.
Is Texas where that grandmother shot pedophile there because sitting there doing some weird thing in his car watching her daughter, and she warned him.
What happened?
He's breaking up real bad.
Yeah, he's breaking up real bad. He's got a bad microphone.
Yeah. But what I was thinking stuff too, because we sit there and we watch this and stuff like that, and I truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that. And I think you're right. This election had to have God's hand on it because we see everything that went
Amen.
On and now all the corruption and the DOJ and the FBI. Now, some of us know that's been there for a long time, stuff like that. But Hillary was supposed to finish off bringing this country all the way down to its knees. And this is God's hand in it.
Well, you know, what you just said about the FBI... You know, what you just said about the FBI and the DOJ, I'm sitting here scanning the naked communists, the 45 communists go. Well, let me tell you something right now. Rule number 30, goal number 35, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. I mean, everything that the UN, anything it takes, just a little bit more of our sovereignty, just a little bit more of our rights, just a little bit more. Right. We're going to be Sector 12 of the New World Order if we don't rein this in.
Oh, so you're all in favor. You're all in favor with me. You're all in favor with me into expelling the United Nations out of America.
Oh yeah, it's
absolutely the most corrupt organization in the world. Go back to Census where you supposed.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You are 100% correct on that. United Nations has been running rogue. And I think Haley is doing a great job of UN ambassador because she's been calling that. But they need to go. They need to go. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I absolutely hate color or anything like that. But if there's anybody who's been more abused by the justice system we have here now, it is young black men. And stuff, and that did not change. That only got worse under Obama. Because right now in America, you can only get as much justice as you can afford. So
there's a lot of problems in the United States. There's a lot of problems within the United States, and I truly am grateful and thankful for our president and those black pastors who are the foundation and the cornerstone within the black community, coming to a round table. Now, I'm disgusted at the hallywags and the scallywags and the wolves in sheep clothing that is up in the pulpit. What happened to our Black Robe Brigade? What happened to the pastors of the United States that held this United States together? Not only individuals, but from the pool calling a sin, and stop calling it a mental illness. There's only two genders, not 167.
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened to the pulpit, and you were 100% right. You know what it's called? It's called the tax exempt status of the churches. Now, I think that was good to begin with, but now the government uses a weapon. If you're out there, you're preaching truth, and we just had that happen right here in Houston a couple years ago. I forget the mayor's name now, but she was a lesbian. But she wanted all the sermons turned over to the district attorney so she could see what they were preaching, what their sermons was, so she could determine whether or not it was hate speech and whether they would lose their tax-exempt status. And let me tell you, the pulpits around here folded up like cheap lawn chairs from Walmart. I mean, and that's what you have going on. They use that as a weapon to keep the churches quiet. And you really have to hunt to find a church now where you're getting truth from the pulpit. Because let me tell you, Lucretia, there ain't
Mayville
a whole lot of
Mayville Baptist Church,
anymore.
My church, I literally stopped going to a family church. I have grandmother, great-grandmother, great-grandmother in the cemetery. But when my ex-pastor got up in the pulpit and started talking about Jesse Jackson, Bobblehead Al Sharpton, and Barack Hussein Obama, I put one finger in the air and tiptoed my ass out of there and found me a Bible-based, God-fearing, soul-saving church. And that's where I'm at right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
that's God, the only
well, bless
you,
you.
Go to.
Bless you. Yep.
That's the only
well,
thing.
And speaking of bobbleheads, speaking of bobbleheads, Mr. Reese Pimp Numero Uno, I guess him and Jeff Sessions are hiding in the same house together because I ain't heard from him at all.
He's hiding. He recused himself, so he might as well. He's trying not to become another Peter Stark. Whatever his name. He finally got fired today and got his national security clearance taken away. Maybe Sessions is hiding under the bushes trying to wait till his name is clear.
Well, did you hear Rudolph Giuliani call a name out? He dropped a bomb on Fox News just a little while ago. He's saying that all of this is being caused by the head of the CIA.
I wouldn't doubt it. The CIA is just like the UN, one of the most corrupt organizations.
Oh, believe me, you are spot on that, Lucretia, because I operated South Central America and a couple other places with those guys. And I tell you what, there is not a more corrupt group of people on the planet.
I mean, really, think about it. If you get rid of the FBI and the DOJ within the United States, what else do you have? Interpol and the CIA, which is working for the UN? Come, give me a break. This is all new. It's all the new world order wrapped up in one, and we're just seeing it accelerate our lifetime. That's why we have a reprieve for 8 years, and you better hope and pray that Pence don't get in the White House, because he's worse when it comes to conservatism than Donald Trump. They are in trouble.
Well, what really did it for me, Lucretia, was when I saw that Department of Homeland Security ordered what is called no hesitation targets. Have you ever seen these things?
Mm-mm. What is that?
Okay, I want you. All right. No hesitation targets are silhouette targets with actual pictures of people on there. They show a pregnant woman holding a handgun. They show a young child in a park holding a handgun, an old man in his house holding a shotgun. Okay, these are just normal, everyday people, you know, with holding a gun. And it's designed to where they can militarize the police force into shoot first and ask questions later. That's why we're having all of these police-involved shootings like this. I mean, look them up. Look them up on the internet. No hesitation targets. This was a big thing.
No, some of those videos that I have seen, all of them aren't innocent. That narrative of hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't. Let's get away from that narrative. Is all of them innocent? Is all the cops innocent? Absolutely not. But all cops are not crooked either. Maybe there's some that's on the mafia payroll. But you can't blunt all police officers in the same boat. But I'm sorry. Some of those people need to be DTR, dead right there. That's where they need to be. If you're going to pull out a gun and point it at a cop, pow, you dead. The Crimea River, throw some roses on your grave, and go on with my life. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Shoot me.
And that's a very, very good, that's a very good point, Lucretia. That is once again spot on. And you know what? And what really gets me is you have these, and the last couple of them or whatever, turned out that the cops were right on them and stuff. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. There's 30 cops out there. But I want to know where Black Lives Matter, the new Black Panthers, all these groups are. Why aren't they in Chicago calling for Rahm Emanuel's head? I mean, you have absolute slaughter going on there. And
number one, Black
Jesse
Lives
Jackson,
Matter.
L. Shopton, they're all missing.
No, Black
Nobody's
Lives Matter has been taken over and infiltrated by the feminazis. So strike out Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives don't matter to Black Lives Matter. You come to the new Panther movement, good luck with that. That's a small group. It's just like the KKK. They're not even on my radar. But Black Lives Matter, when you sit there and you get on a truck and say all white people to the back and all black people to the front, you know what? And then you look at the head of the organization, all of them are Nazis in the first thing on place. So, you know what? Black Lives Matter don't mean a dang on thing to me, because everybody's life matters. Now, if you're doing wrong and you in a crossfire, I'll pour out a little liquor. That's all I can do.
Yes.
I mean, and my question is, and I don't know anybody who's got an answer. I surely don't stuff, but what are we going to do with these cities that are, well, the populace is brainwashed. They vote Democrat, and they're so large that they control a big number of the votes and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, how do you go in there and fix that? Because, you know, you can blame whoever you want to blame and stuff, but this is a culture that's been fed for, like you said earlier, 50, 60 years, all this and that, and destruction of the family unit, whether it's white, black, or whatever. And what do you think, or do you even have an idea of what it would take to go in there and straighten
something
like that out?
I still go back to the biblical. I still go back biblical. You have to get those grandmothers and grandfathers. You have to get the pastors. You have to get the community leaders to go in there and clean around their own door. If you sit here waiting on the government and the federal government and the state government and the city government, well, we see how good that's. Once you get those people that are hiding behind their doors because they're tired of getting their heads blown off, give them an opportunity in a spotlight to show that they're concerned citizens that want their neighborhoods clean up, and give them the incentive to get out there and clean that crap up. You start from within the city and let those grandparents take care of it.
Exactly.
In other words. Exactly.
Well, the first people that need to be put out on the front line of that are these NFL kneelers. You know, they need to be put on the front line of that.
They escaped the hood.
You
think they want to go back? They in million-dollar homes. They came from the projects, majority of them, and the others are felons. Do you literally think they want to go back to the hood? Even Ice Cube had sense enough to, once he started making money, get the heck out the dang on hood and don't go back. You didn't lose nothing else. You escaped. Don't go back.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's one thing that really breaks my heart, stuff too, because let me tell you, I was a diehard NFL fan. I grew up watching the Dallas Cowboys on my grandpa's knee. Yes, y'all can hate on me if you want to for that. But I grew up watching my Cowboys, and I had just been a diehard fan for 40-plus years. But this is going to be the second year I'm not going to watch a game. And it's not
It's not
because they don't have a First Amendment right to do that. But you know what? If I walked into my job tomorrow morning and went in there and started waving a socialist flag or kneeling when I should be going to work away, you know what they're going to do? They're going to fire my butt.
Fire you.
Because that is your job. That is your job. That
it's
is
the wrong
company you work
time.
For.
It's the
yes,
wrong
ma'am.
Time, wrong platform. You should have put the
yes,
whole
ma'am.
Another platform instead of the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance. Once you put that, everything that you had to say was irrelevant because you're disrespecting our nation, our military, and everything that what makes America great. So I have no respect for a bunch of sweaty bottle millionaires running up and down the court. Okay? Let me have college football. At least they go hard, not some...
Right.
I need to see some
hitting
from below,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you know what? And these so-called social justice warriors, you don't hear work from them during the off season. And then these same people that are out there talking about oppression and stuff like that are getting regularly charged with beating their wives, beating their girlfriends, rape, whatever. So, I mean, to me, it, like I said, I love the game, but they have become complete hypocrites.
Yeah, I can't watch the National Felon League anymore. You can have that.
Another thing that gets me. Okay, Crazy Bernie and this thing he's running around with, this psycho bitch. Okay, they're always screaming about, you know, share the wealth. These big fat cats, they need to share the wealth. But you never see some poor person on TV waving a check from Bernie Sanders saying, he got me off the street. He paid my rent. He bought me a car so I can get back and forth to work. Blah, 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 blah. You don't hear or see that. You know, it's always what you should do. You know, what you ought to do. You know, all you got to do is this. They don't never want to take and lead by example. They want to lead by dictation.
How can you lead by example when you accept an airplane, a third mansion, and a huge paycheck from Hillary Clinton to drop
Amen,
off the
Amen, darling. Amen.
And I'm sorry. I don't want to be Venezuela. $32 trillion for Medicare for all – Did you forget the $100 trillion that we're unfunded liabilities, not on top of the $21 trillion that we're in national debt? Stop playing and get the real numbers. We had quantitative easing with Barack Hussein Obama,
yep,
where he saw printing free money that is not backed by a dang old thing. It's supposed to uphold our financial system with the Federal Reserve, which we cannot audit. We don't know who's on it and has complete control of our money. When you're talking to someone,
yep,
like me, and I'm looking at Bernie Sanders, dude, go put you a diaper on. Won't you figure out those fraud charges you just hit with,
right,
and then go sit down and retire and take your tight face plastic surgeon sister Nancy Pelosi and tight wig wearing Maxine Waters right on with you. Okay, how about that?
Right. I like this girl. I like this girl.
She's hitting the nail on the head all the way around. Ain't no controversy with her.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not a social justice warrior. I am more about the rules and regulations, the laws and the taxes that they are putting on the lower, the middle, and the upper middle class back, because we are the ones that are the foundation of America. But before a poor person tell me how to live my life, you go work for another poor person and tell me what you make. So get off Donald Trump's balls and let him actually transform this America back to where it should be, and that's American first. So I appreciate him smacking down the G7 and the NATO, because about time somebody had brass balls to do it, and that's my president.
That's exactly correct, because I think one of the most profound statements he said, of course everybody lost their minds over it when he said it, was, "We will no longer be the world's piggy bank. Get your hands out of our pockets. It's about America first, and it's going to be fair trade."
That was the official version. You see, now in Donald Trump version, what he was really saying was, "We're unplugging the ATM machine. We're not going to be your police force anymore, and we're not going to be your bitch anymore." Plain
and y'all all are pussies. You are a pussy, Angela Merkel. You are a pussy, Trudeau. You are a pussy. Everybody is a pussy, but United States and Japan.
Yeah.
And South Korea.
Except for those. Well, hey. We do got those ones wearing those pink hats, you know.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know what makes me feel bad about this? You know what makes me feel bad about this particular show is that Ann is not here. Because I think LaCrecia and Ann, I think they would tear the show up tonight. Ann is out. She had vocal cord surgery, and poor thing, I guarantee you, she's listening right now. It's killing
prayers
her.
Prayers,
Ann.
I don't even know you, and I can't wait to have a conversation with you, Ann. But right now, you hold your voice, you hold your tongue, you hold your peace, and get well. Many blessings.
We did got to go on a fast break about that. So, Tuesday, if you can hang in here a little bit longer, Harrison, we'll be back here in about 15 minutes. I've been having some tech issues with my computer, so while y'all have been talking, I fixed it. But anyway.
Translation, he's got to wrap some more tinfoil around his head.
Hey, LaCrecia, don't judge Virgil and I by the music he's fixing to play either.
I'm enjoying
myself. We have no control over that. You see, he plays that music and he strips down to his underwear and he does the Carlton dance in his living room while he's playing it.
Hey, I like. Hey, you could play the Rolling Stones any day.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Hello.
dove being illegal. Hello? Is anybody still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So, what are your views on how the media is doing this? Do you see them complicit in this? Or, what is your general view on that? Are they intentionally pushing a negative outcome detrimental to the well-being of the country?
Absolutely. The media and the crooked politicians are the narrative.
Yes.
The positivity that has happened since we got our president. The media is the...
They are totally invested in his failure and stuff. And, like I said, now I've read a couple articles and been tracking some stuff. And President Obama did exactly what he was supposed to do. This was a 16-year plan that said, okay, Obama came in here and did exactly what he's supposed to do. He worked on dividing people, turning the people against law enforcement, doing everything humanly possible to crash the economy. And, of course, we heard that this is new norm. Y'all better get used to it. Taxes, Obamacare, which was a complete disaster for the American people. But then the second half of that, Hillary was supposed to be a shoo-in for the next 8 years, and she was going to complete bringing down America. And that sort of thing. Now, I'm a very, very strong advocate of the Second Amendment because, you know what, without the Second Amendment, you don't have any of your other rights. And I'm a very big advocate on that. What are your thoughts on that, Lucretia, on the Second Amendment?
A national commercial for the NRA that's been playing on Fox News, Fox Business, and Fox International. So I'm on the nominating committee for the NRA and also the outreach committee for the NRA. I take our Bill of Rights and our Second Amendment very seriously because if we lose, like you said, if we lose the Second Amendment, protect the other ones. So we need our 12 Bill of Rights. When people say the Bill of Rights, there's 12 of them, not 11, not 13, 12 amendments to the Bill of Rights. And when you talk about the media and how it has really infiltrated, well, you know, I brought up the 45 rules of communist goal. Well, the rules 20 and 21 infiltrate the press, get control of books, reviews, assignments, editorial writings, and policy making procedures. And rule number 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. All of this has been infiltrated even within religious organizations, especially when it comes to the Southern Baptist Association. The UN and the communist goals have already been implemented, and somehow, some way, we need to stop them.
Yes, and you are exactly correct, because all you have to do is look across what has happened to Europe since they took away the right to bear arms. All right, look at London. Or the UK. Every major city there now has a Muslim mayor. All right? There's
and if
no
you look at Michigan, they're Muslim mayors. It is what it is. And but you have to look at the plan that's called Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes.
And he refused to actually go in there and do his job and kept getting his crayons out of the box and drawing red lines. He left it a whole suction to where they're infiltrated not only the UK, but also coming over here, refugee resettlement program, $32,000 a year, guaranteed. 90 days after that, they could care less where you go. We have in Commerce, Georgia, ISIS training camp, a Muslim training camp, where you had the sheriff actually write an editorial in the local newspaper stating his concern. So when you have women being raped on the street, when you have no-go zones, when you have Sharia law, they're all trying to bring this into the United States. You have to remember rule number one, or it's one of the rules, lie, and even kill infidels if they don't convert. So it is what
exactly.
it is, and you're doing nothing but preaching the truth.